Every once in a while on the Thursday evening of the Disciple Bible Study, if you've ever taken that, you know that occasionally when the scripture reference is upon us, that I hand out a sheet of paper and across the top it's got sight, sound, touch, taste, hearing. And as the words of Scripture are read, as quickly as you're experiencing those senses, you write them down. So today there's a passage of Scripture about Mary coming to Jesus with a pound of costly nard perfume, and it filled the whole room with its smell. I was tempted this week to go to Macy's and say, "What's your most expensive perfume?" I'd like 200 samples. But I didn't think they'd do that. And so I went and found some incense. That's what you're smelling. The church is not on fire. And I had my choice between the cheap incense and the expensive incense. I opted not for the cheap. So I bought 20 sticks of I bought lavender, and I bought sandalwood, and I bought jasmine, and I bought black cherry. I figured lavender might be the most least irritating as far as incenses go. Are you going to make it? I know. But I opted for the more expensive one, so I got 20 sticks for $2 instead of 98 cents. Now, some of you might be having flashbacks to the 1960s when you maybe burned incense to cover up other scents that were... How's come you're all giggling and laughing? Some of you know, my parents allowed us to burn incense, but we had those little cone-shaped ones of maybe cheap pine, and I steered away from those, and... So you might be lucky up there, although at first service I did light one up there. Do you smell it up there in the balcony? Okay, yeah. And you probably smelled it when you came in. I probably really didn't even need to light these, but we did. I did. So here's our scripture reading from John this morning. If you are able, I would invite you to stand with me either physically or spiritually. John writes these words from chapter 12, verses 1 to 8. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the house of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those who was at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his 12 disciples, the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He was not concerned because of the poor, but because he was a thief and he kept the common purse and he used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with me, but you do not always have me." May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us today, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for these words in John and for their teaching and claim upon our lives. Guide and direct us now, O God, in these moments that we share together. Give us a sense of rest and peace and comfort from the activities of daily life and living those things past, present, and yet to come. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you. For you are our rock and our redeemer. It's in Christ that we pray. Amen. So there's a story about a minister that later on in the week, after services were done, he was in the church office getting ready to do a hospital visit, and Sunday's flowers happened to be sitting on the desk of the secretary, and he scooped those flowers up and took them on the visit to the hospital with him. Now, it happened to be a planter of live tulips that were blooming. And as he walked into the room, the woman that he was visiting, she lit up because tulips were her favorite flowers. And he didn't realize that. She said to him she loved tulips because they were one of the first flowers in spring, and they reminded her of spring and the hope and the promise of new life that was contained in that bulb. A couple days later, she passed. And when the pastor was getting together with her family to plan the service, this woman's daughter said to the pastor, "You will never know the importance of those flowers, those tulips, Mom's favorite that you brought to her just a couple days ago." She said, "Matter of fact, Mom made me promise that I would transplant those tulips on her grave." And went on to say, who would know that a simple act would have such deep meaning? Well, that's really what's taking place in this morning's scripture. Mary is grateful for what Jesus has done in her life. She's grateful for the grace and forgiveness that's been proclaimed, and she is grateful that Jesus called forth her brother Lazarus from the grave. And she wanted to say thanks. I'll put him out. So, in a way to say thanks, she had bought this costly perfume. And as she came and rubbed it on Jesus' feet and then took her hair and continued to remove that scent and that balm, that nard, that oil, well, there was some controversy. Well, you know, that could have been used for something else. Jesus says, yes, it could have been, but hold on. Because Jesus knew that within a few short weeks that his life was going to come to an end. And he knew that she was anointing his body for its death, its sacrifice upon the cross. We know later on in the stories, in the scriptures, that when Jesus' body was taken down off the cross, some men took that body and layered it in spices and then wrapped it as it was placed in the tomb. But that's how it was done in Jesus' day and his time. Mary didn't realize the anointing, the prophetic act of thankfulness that was taking place through her actions that day at that meal. A gentleman writes a story. His name's up there, but I figured I'd come down here. His name's Michael, in the character in the story, and Michael would always take his family on the weekend to either a movie or a sporting event. And then they would come home, and in the wintertime, they'd light a fire in the fireplace, and they'd have popcorn together before they went to bed. A nice family time to end that evening. Well, Billy was just a little uncooperative on the way home. Billy just got into trouble. You two never do that, do you? Do you ever get into trouble? Sometimes. Did you ever get sent to your room? I've had that happen before when I was your age. Go to your room. Okay. I know. I've been down that road before. Sent our kids to their rooms a few times. And so when Mom and Dad and Billy and his brothers and sisters got home, Billy had to go straight to his bedroom while the popcorn was popped and the fire was built and the rest of the family gathered there to wind down the evening. Michael, the dad, went to the room to check on Billy. And as they carried on a little bit of a conversation, the dad, Michael, said, "I'll tell you what, Billy, you go out and be with the rest of the family. I'll stay here and take your punishment." And the family that night experienced the real presence of Christ in knowing that that's exactly what Christ did for them and does for us. So the question is this morning, what are you thankful for that Christ has done for you? And how are you willing to respond in thankfulness for what Christ has done for you? The cross is fast approaching, and we will celebrate the gift of life and love that comes through Jesus Christ, the grace and forgiveness that is offered to us through the cross. What are you thankful for that Christ has done? And what are you willing to do and to give? Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, we are forever indebted to you for the gift of the life of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, the one who was, who is, and who will forever be. Oh God, we pray that you will continue to shape us and mold us, working your wonders within our lives, to be your faithful servants, to be those who are grateful for what Christ has done, to live, share, and proclaim his good news to the world. For we pray in his holy and precious name. Amen.